Gue mau ngasih ujian.
Good morning, members. We are starting late because justice did not do justice to us. Yeah, the Select Committee on Justice and Constitutional Affairs didn't do justice to us. They went into our meeting time. They were supposed to finish at 10, at least before 10. And unfortunately, we had to wait. And that's it. So we couldn't control it. But nevertheless, after last week's workshop, I believe that members are now more empowered to do their oversight work in the budget with more vigor and more analytical approach. Without further wasting time, because our time has already been wasted, we have on the agenda adoption in the fourth quarterly report. That's the only thing that we are going to look at, the fourth quarterly report, so that we can finalize it and it goes to the chamber. Everybody agreeing to the agenda is presented before you. Alright, Honorable Chikunga proposing and Honorable Dambuza seconding. Let's look at the report, can you remember?
I was able to answer some of the questions that was raised in the previous meeting based on information received from Treasury in the workshop. So there was a few changes that I made related to the department that we discussed previously. For example, on page 8 with land affairs, I was able to expand on that, on the department expenditure. I see that the bold section deals with issues that was discussed in the workshop. Basically looks at expenditure by departments with regards to land restitution. I discussed the new policy of the department with the acquisition of land through the plus, and then also raised the if you want to work problems or related to plus, not problems, but the issues that it doesn't relate to the objectives of the department of transferring disposed land to beneficiary to disposed beneficiary communities and the restitution of agricultural land to historical disadvantaged individuals. And then on page
Can you switch off your mic?
that acronym PLUS, it's PLAS, not PLUS.
Thank you, Honorable Stephen. Can you continue?
Then on page 13, the Department of Water, Fish and Forestry. Because we didn't have a lot of information on the department's expenditure, I've added the information we received from Treasury, which looks at the department expenditure per program, and also give the reasons for under expenditure per program as well. So for example, you have administration, where the department underspent by 5.2 million, and the reason given there was because of a once-off personnel-related cost, which could not be paid as mentioned there. And then for each program, there's reasons for under expenditure within the department. And then on page number 16, I've added Parliament to the list of departments we look at for current expenditure. What I said there is that the figures in the table presents money requested by Parliament, and Parliament has a budget of 106 million, but requested 670 million for current expenditure, and this amount was 11% higher than Parliament's budget. And then I've also added a few comments later on in the document, which we will still get to.
Which page is this one,
Parliament? On page 16. Right on top.
I was not sure whether it's the page you were referring to. I was doubtful because I see that it's only three lines on Parliament. Yeah. When you look at all the departments that appear on this report, there's a lot said about them, but Parliament is three lines. It goes back to what I read in the previous meeting, that why is there no reference to money allocated to Parliament about what is happening. So is there anywhere where there's information about 360?
I was saying maybe something that I don't know how did he put the information. He has disintegrated his information. On page 7, there is a lot of repetition that is there on page 16, I think, is at that line. Otherwise, a lot has been said on page 7 about Parliament.
On page 7, Chairperson, it looks at Parliament's overall expenditure and the problems with it related to overall expenditure, but not expenditure, but Parliament as well, because there's no information on expenditure by Parliament. So the information on page 7 looks at the total budget of Parliament and looks at that surplus account where it states that Parliament underspent for a couple of years in a row. And then the information on page 18 is only related to current expenditure. And that's the only information that's available on current on the department's current budget, not expenditure, the budget itself. Otherwise, there's no other information available for Parliament. Even Treasury didn't have any information on Parliament to give to us.
Mm. you. Please use the mic, Dr. Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, Chris. I was saying that I think that what Hanif has just said should be included in the paragraph, namely that there's no information available and that even Treasury does not have the information on Parliament. It's an important comment on the information available to us.
Yeah, thank you, Honourable Member. Yeah, I think, I don't know what other members feeling it, because current expenditure, we can't talk. I mean, three lines about Parliament when, even during the debate of on Parliament's budget vote, there were a lot of issues that were raised concerning current expenditure. Then not having information, it becomes a problem. So I don't know what's the feeling of other members. Because we must know about what Parliament is doing with its current budget. Any comments? Ms. Robinson?
Madam Chair, I just support what you say. It's important that Parliament is also accountable and that the information is available. So I think that is part of our brief, that we need to make this available. So that is an important tool in our control.
Thanks, Honourable Member. So we should include it as part of our report that the information was not available. Yeah. So I hope that's kind of you kept at it, that the information was not available. And that even with National Treasure. Yeah. Okay. Any further issue on what you said, Mr. Sohani?
No, Jefferson, we the last meeting stopped. We finished off with arts and culture, and we were supposed to move on from the Department of Foreign Affairs.
Page 16. Fine, like members ready that we continue. Honourable Robinson?
Thank you, Chair. Not having been here at the beginning, I'm not quite sure what you're focusing on now. Are we just looking at content, or are we looking at things like punctuation and so on? Because in that first sentence under Departments of Art and Culture, that full stop needs to be removed to create an environment that is conducive to the growth and development of South African arts, culture, and heritage. It shouldn't be a new sentence because it doesn't make any sense that way. So if you let me know whether it's that sort of input you're wanting as well, or just substance.
Wait, it makes an impact. It must be raised. Yeah. Can you continue?
The Chairperson, we're looking at the Department of Foreign Affairs now, which is on page, at the bottom of page 16. And the information that is here, it basically looks at the department's expenditure on its current budget for the last year, and doesn't include comments from the committee as yet, so we can add to it. Okay, basically what it says is that the department's current expenditure, according to the Section 32 report, was 2.2 billion rand, which is 100% or 100.6% in comparison to 98% last year. And it resulted in an over expenditure of 14 billion rand, but that's according to the Section 32 report. But according to National Treasury and the workshop we had on last week, it says that the department overspent its current budget for goods and services by 87 million as a result of unfavorable forex movements, and that affected spending in foreign missions. And it also says is that the department underspent its compensation of employees budget of 45 million rand as a result of vacant posts. And then it goes on to say that the department's expenditure on its current budget increased throughout the financial year from 19% in the first quarter, 25% in the second, 21% in the third, and then finally 34% in the last quarter.
Honorable Stephen.
Comments, Chair. It's clear that a department like Foreign Affairs will always be subject to forex movements. And since they, like everybody else, works on a budget, in other words, that's a planned expenditure, I would really expect them to properly hedge their foreign exchange requirements for the year forward. In fact, that's it's quite simple hedge that they need to do, because you only need to hedge against the dollar, the US dollar. I'm surprised that they are taken for a ride on forex, because you cannot, if you are budgeting for a certain expenditure, you just cannot leave it to market forces to see whatever happens to your budget. It is a risk that they are placing the fiscus actually at risk by not covering their risk, because who knows what can happen to forex. It could run into millions upon millions and millions, and the fiscus is at risk all the time. So we must insist, I think, that they look, not look, that they actually do it. And if they themselves don't have the expertise in the department, then obviously that expertise must exist in Treasury. And then they must look after it. But it's unacceptable to have forex risk just open. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Chairman.
Sir,
Chair, I was going to suggest that maybe we need to try and find out what is the procedure. Maybe through the research and inquiry made to Treasury as to what is the procedure that Foreign Affairs is supposed to follow in terms of what Mr. Stevens is saying, and also an inquiry from Foreign Affairs as to what procedures they follow, because that would then enable us possibly then to be able to make a recommendation if they're not following correct procedures or if there's no procedures in place. But I'd suggest we try and find out rather than just quote it here, that we actually get some facts as to how they actually handle that particular matter.
Yeah. I think that's relevant. Because we must be in a position to know what are they supposed to do in that regard. There must be some guidance from National Treasury, and we must know whether they've been following the guidance from National Treasury. So I hope that, honey, if you've noted that one, could capture it. Right, let's move to the next one.
Okay. Are we looking at Department's portion of the examination now? According to the Section 32 reports, the Section 32 report does not take into account the alignment of funds within the department. So the budget that's in the Section 32 report is the budget that was given to the department at the adjustment stage, which is 6 months later, in the middle of the financial year. So according to the Section 32 report, the department's expenditure will be right, which is 109 million rand, which is 62% of its budget it received at that stage, which is the lowest expenditure by any department based on its budget it received at the adjustment stage. The department underspent its current budget by 66 million rand, and goods and services amount to 58 million rand, that's under expenditure on goods and services, and the compensation of employees is 9 million rand. And the department says that finalization of staff appointments, as well as savings incurred by not filling the vacant post, was the reason for under expenditure for compensation of employees. And it also said that the vacancies is currently underway and should be concluded by June 2007. And they said that the under expenditure on goods and services was directly linked to the low, high vacancy rate. But according to the workshop that we had in National Treasury, they said that after the adjustment process, the department moved, shifted funds under program 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the department for compensation on employees because of the high vacancy rate to program 1 for the upgrading of the department's new building and for transfers to sports federation under program 2 and for the offset of costs of women in sports at national games. So the under expenditure, if you look at it after the adjusted after violence, won't be as high as what it is in the Section 32 reports because they took money from the end to fund other projects in the department.
Yeah, hello, members. Honorable Robinson.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just wondering about 1, 2, 3, the fourth line from the bottom of that paragraph. Wondering whether the word incurred is the correct terminology for savings. I think one incurs costs, but do we not rather say that savings resulted from under compensation?
These are the words that was used by Treasury, so I don't know if we want to change it and do no, but I'm saying according to national Treasury, so I don't know. It's up to the committee to decide.
We have to change it. But I didn't want to make a comment before I'm sure that members will raise it, so that if members haven't raised it, I can do so. Honorable Shnema.
Thanks, Chair. Just what I have noticed here, there's a lot of repetition in this paragraph. If you look at...
Honorable Dambuza, your mic. No?
If you look at line 1, 2, 3, 4 from the top of that sport and recreation paragraph, talks about delays, the reasons given. And if you look again at this in bold, it's saying the same thing again. So I don't think we need to be repeating that. Yeah, that's just the point that I want. And also the thing of, you know, huge savings. I don't know where that word comes from. I would take that out. Huge. I would just use the word savings, or I wouldn't even use the word savings. I'd choose under expenditure. A far better word. It's under expenditure, not savings. And I think that it's a thing that we've raised on a number of occasions in this committee, that we don't regard under expenditure savings. It's savings if you were going to buy a new building, and initially the building was going to cost 90 million and then cost 70 million because of negotiations. That's a saving. But if you don't fill post, that's not a saving. It's under expenditure. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Member. I think you're correct. We've always said we don't think that the savings at the department's report are the savings, but under expenditure. And so that's why, remember, at the workshop, we asked National Treasury what does savings mean in their context. So we retain it as underspending but not savings. Yeah. But to us as the committee, those savings, we regard them as under expenditure until either the department or National Treasury convince us that they are savings. Yeah. And the repetition.
Chairperson. So, whenever we use the word savings in the document, I'm a stranger to one expenditure. That's what we decided that now, right?
Oh, you want to comment on it, Honorable Dumont? All right.
I think what we need to do, I'm suggesting that he must put these things as they are when he got the report from the various departments or the National Treasurer. And then when we are commenting at the end of our report, we state how we feel about these terms that are used here. By the department, because these are reports from the department or the National Treasurer. And second, I was going to raise the issue of off-wirement on this, because seemingly the environment, there's misuse of funds, taking the funds to another program, and we find that we still have a problem on the staff. Most of these departments, they always shift funds for staff to other issues. So it means that even in their budget, they don't budget properly. There's something that is lacking in their budget. Why are they always moving? You rather don't move those funds from the employees if they are not there. We just roll them out, but they always, all of them. So I don't think it is proper that practice. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mashiro.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't seem to understand this written in bold, because funds were shifted from programs 1, 2, 3, and 4. But because of posts not being filled, so I just want to understand whether being shifted back to program 1 for upgrading of funds and to program 2 again, if I can just understand, were they shifted to... I get confused when I read them, because they were shifted from 1, 2, 3, and 4, and at the bottom they are back to 1 and 2.
It's a turnaround strategy. It's a turnaround strategy,
Hanif. Chairperson, what it means is that the department moved money from each program for compensation of employees within that program to program 1, the upgrading of the department's building, and program 2 for transfers to those different federations. So to make it simpler is that each program has line budgets within a program, so they're taking away money from the compensation of employees within each program and moving it to program 1 for other purposes. So.
So it means it must, the way it's written that it's not clear, it must be clarified.
Can I ask a question here?
Yes, Honorable Member.
The way I understand it now from the explanation is that funds allocated to Program 1 wasn't moved away from Program 1. It was moved within Program 1, from compensation of employees to something else under Program 1. So the monies were shifted within the program, not from program to program. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah, the explanation is money was shifted within the program and from one program to another. It's two issues, within the program and from one program to another.
Then, Chair, I suggest that this whole community word is confusing. Certainly does not say that to new readers. It is very confusing, as the Honourable Member pointed out. So.
That's the way it is connected. It was, money was shifted within a program and from one program to another.
Yes, Chairperson. Chairperson, compensation of employees is an economic classification, and it falls within each program. You'll find the compensation of employees. So all that amount, that total amount of money that was taken out of compensation of employees comes out of all the programs, but that total amount was moved to Program 1 for the upgrading of the department's building and transfer payments under Program 2. Yeah. I'll make it clear. I'll reword that section in a minute. Okay. But that's just the way that, the reason why I said no, that's because that's the way that Treasury reported, but I will definitely make it clear and reword it.
Yeah. Within and from 1 to 4. It's just it. From 4 to 1, from 1 to 1 again within. But it, you know, it looks like this thing of a compensation. Of employees. It seems it's gradually becoming a big animal. Yeah. It's gradually becoming a big animal. You see, my other problem is that, and up to now, I'm not yet convinced that we have so many graduates who are roaming the streets. We continue to have vacancies. Requirements, minimum requirements, they need experience. How will these people get experience when they are qualified but they are not employed because they don't have their experience? And departments continue to have to budget for vacant posts. They don't spend on those vacancies. You know, it's becoming a big animal. And now we will employ people from Zimbabwe and Cameroon and India. Where do we expect these people to get experience from? The people who are roaming the streets. You know, it's a big animal. It's getting, growing into a big animal. And I wonder if members see it that way, but I'm telling you, it's a problem. I know that there are people who have the qualifications, minimum qualifications, but they don't have the experience. So where do the department expect these people to get experience from? You know, I'm having it. It's a problem. It's a problem, and it needs to be raised strongly. Yeah, it needs to be raised strongly. Honorable Stephen.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with you wholeheartedly. In fact, if you recall during the main budget debate after the minister's speech, I specifically raised the issue of training of people to work in the civil service. And I said we need, and I believe this to be correct, we need centers where people can be taken into the civil service although they are not yet, let's say, employable because of lack of experience, but where they then gain the experience. In other words, it's like an apprenticeship. That is how France did it. I don't know, the minister wasn't very impressed. He said I had talked a lot of silliness, if you remember correctly, but I think that's something else that upset him, not me. The fact of the matter is that unless we have, call it an internship program, if you like, where South Africans can be taken in and gain the experience, we are not going to be able to employ the people that we say that are walking the streets. We must do something positive about it. And I suggest that through this committee, it would be probably a very appropriate comment for us to make that is a problem we see perennially, and that there should be a civil service internship program, something like that. Thank you.
Honorable Scott, you are welcome. I'm aware that you engaged. But I'm happy that you have found us not even going deeper into the report because we're delayed by justice. This is committee. So the floor is yours. I've noticed you, Honorable Chairman. Thank you, Chair. We were delayed 14 for the presidency debate, not that I'm in it personally. Thank you. Chairperson, it's just one point, because I'm sure you are concluding this area, but just to take it forward as a recommendation, but it's just one area that we, in drafting something along these lines, we could perhaps get research to draft it for us along the lines that talks about, relates it to the vacancy post, the funding that you've mentioned, which is allocated already, so we're not talking about new funds being allocated, but also to acknowledge there is, in fact, an internship program. The fact that everyone is not using it is another matter, and it is a matter that perhaps we ought to comment on, that the established internship program there needs to be effectively utilized by all departments, you know, words to that effect, so you'll get both coming in. I think the third issue, Chairperson, in terms of internship, is that we should actually make a quite a sound recommendation in trying to link three kind of institutions together in the internships, because they are failing. We ought to link, as they do with doctors, the respective educational institution to the government institution with the person involved. In other words, there should be a three-way partnership, and the award of the final degree or recognition should be on the basis of completing certain internship packages. And that would then, you know, I think bring it into a far more rigorous line. But perhaps that's a little bit too far advanced at the moment.
Honourable Schneemer.
Now, Chair, I was going to make a proposal or a suggestion that as a committee, maybe we do need to have an engagement with the Department of Public Service and Administration. Because this is not the first time it comes up. It comes up on a regular basis, but under expenditure due to vacant posts. So we can have a proper engagement with them just to establish what their views are, and that we get a little bit more background in terms of these vacant posts. I mean, you've made comments that, everybody often says, there are people with qualifications, but maybe we need to have an understanding as a committee as to what is the reason. Are these specific, specific posts? Why are they not being filled? And let's hear from the Department of Public Service Administration. I would like to suggest that. I'm not saying for this document, but I'm saying it's something that we should do. That was all I would like to suggest.
Why not at somebody as well? Yeah, because somebody must assist with training for senior managers. And that's also another problem. For both the DPSA and somebody. Yes, Honourable Member?
No, I was going to say that perhaps we should just check the Public Service Commission whether they haven't done any investigation into this, whether there needs any reports that look at this type of thing. I'm not too sure if there is, but it might be worth just checking as well.
Yeah, Hanif, check I think firstly on their website. And if there's nothing on their website, communicate with them that we need to get that information, whether they are doing something to research on this thing of vacancies. Yeah. But like I said, members, it's really worrying to come across people with DCOMs who are unemployed. And they tell you that they've been applying and they couldn't get employed. People who've done economics, who've done whatever. The lawyers who have already formed an association of unemployed lawyers. All these people, where must they get experience from? Not really, really, this is worrying. And people always tell us that they are not skilled. Yeah. Where did they get experience from if they want people who don't have experience to come in the public services experience. And if you remember, during the MTVPS, to our shock, even, is it flux? No, cleaners. Remember that there were vacancies on post of cleaners. And you ask yourself, what skills are expected from a cleaner before the cleaner can be employed? It's just that I don't remember which department, but if you recall, there was that kind of thing. Honorable Mashiach.
Thank you, sir. Chairperson, and again, I wonder if there was any audit being done about their personnel, because that might also affect employment of these people. Because if I'm in a post with matric and I'm already a senior, and here's this highly qualified person who wants a job, I might make it difficult for that person to be employed because of or the whole department as a whole won't be confident enough to sit down with these people and tell them that this person is going to guide you, because others accept it, but others are being so overprotected that the vacancies go about hoping that maybe one day that person might apply for a very senior post with my matric, or I might die and make it possible for the department to employ.
Yeah, it's a reality. Yeah. So members are agreeing that it's a reality that some posts will not be filled because people who apply are relevantly qualified, but they are qualified more than their supervisors or their seniors. Yeah. You know, Honorable Fox. I wonder. See, that's why last week at the workshop, we were saying that we need to move free. Structure our reports, you see. Yeah. So that we don't only concentrate on underspending, overspending, but look at things beyond. Or things, you know, probe deeper into what that underspending really is. So that Parliament can be appraised of the situation. So we would have to, in the next report, because this one must go, we'll have to relook at these things and even raise it with the executive, members of the executive who head those departments. So we'll have to not only direct our queries to the DGs, but also the minister. Honorable Fan.
I think you qualified it in the end. I thought because I was a little bit under the impression we were going to put it in the report, but I think the point is that what has been raised, we haven't yet fully engaged on. It's what we have gleaned. And I just thought it perhaps may be risky if we say, you know, that this is the case, because then we'd be asked for more specific information, and we may not necessarily have it at our fingertips, as it were. So it's not that such information is incorrect. I think we're aware from anecdotes that it's correct. But what may be useful is if, in that point that has been made at the end, if it is indicated, Chair, that we intend pursuing this by unpacking this particular issue with several departments and agencies for the next report. And we list the issue. This issue is the vacancy and employment and the qualifications, and that we're now going to focus an in-depth study on this for the first quarterly report. And that would be a very suitable time because there's not much expenditure then.
So honey, that will be part of, will come at the end of our report. Not necessarily at the end of sports, but at the end of our report. And it should also be one of the issues that will be raised in our pre-budget report so that we can engage on it. Because remember we said that the issue of vacancies, we've been raising it from one report to another. So it might be part of the pre-budget analysis report that you're going to develop. Yeah, thanks, members. Let's move to the next one. Before we move to the next one, I've made a note here so that someone would raise it. You know, what needs to happen, Hanif, is also to look at annual reports of departments. For instance, we're looking at, you have raised the issue of vacant posts. So look at the annual report and check where in the annual report are more vacancies. So as we report here, although it's a portfolio committee's responsibility to look at vacancies per the program, but just to beef up what we have raised there, look at the annual report and check what is happening. Because they can report differently from what we see as spending. Let's move to transport.
Department of Transport, as I spent, according to the Section 32 report, spent 479 million rand, which is 66% of its budget, and last year they spent 71% of the current budget. And it resulted in an expenditure of 246 million rand. And according to the 632 report, once again, the department only spent 8.6% of its current budget in the final quarter of the financial year. And it also says that the expenditure remained low throughout the year, where the department spent 14% in the first quarter, 25% in the second, 17% in the third quarter, and 8% in the final quarter. But according to the department, they say that the figures in the 632 report is not correct, and according to them, they spent 611 million rand on the current budget, and which still resulted in under expenditure of 88% of the employees' budget, compensation of employees, and 83% of the goods and services budget. If you add the two up, then according to the department's figures, they underspend the current budget by 113 million rand, which is still a lot of money. And that is after violence.
Yeah, firstly, before I give members the opportunity, the issue of the department saying that information in the Section 32 report is wrong. As long as National Treasury doesn't send an addendum to correct it, we take it to be correct. Because they are the ones who supplied National Treasury with the information. So we are not going to change that one. We are not even going to consider it. Honorable Schneeman.
I'll be honest, it doesn't tell me very much. And it's exactly what we spoke about last week, because we can't put reports like this in the ACC. We can't do that. I mean, this just talks about figures. I mean, there's nothing in here that I can even say. This is the wire that there's been under expenditure or whatever. And the other thing is that Anita is busy talking about things that are not even in this report. He's quoting all sorts of things. So I don't know whether he's got other information that he's not putting in here, but he was raising some other stuff that's not forming part of this report, and that some of the stuff he was raising seemed to make a little, you know, maybe would have helped us a bit. But to be honest with you, Chair, just figures like this and no explanations and no other information is not helpful. It's really not helpful.
Chair, you referred to it just now, our budget workshop that we've had very recently last week. Now, I thought that we had concluded that a lot of the information there was extremely valid from Treasury and should be incorporated here. It fits in. Now, there were certain comments made with respect to health in that.
Transport. We are busy with transport on page 17.
Well, some of the figures look the same. That's the problem with all the figure work. See, one set of figures, it looks like health. That's what I'm looking at. So I see the same figure of 88 there and 113. So, attorney found.
Whilst, will you please switch off your mic? Yeah, whilst you are looking at it. With the report issues that were raised at the workshop, Honorable Fox, we said that Hanif must incorporate few issues because we are still going to have the workshop report, but few issues where he could not get reasons from the department why a particular kind of spending, then they must be included. And what Honorable Sneeman raised is correct. Here are the figures which everybody can read, but what do they say? What do they tell whoever is going to read the report? That's the big question. And that's what should be included in this report. Because remember we said that even, for instance, the first paragraph appears on documents of the department. And we cannot rewrite what the department writes. But the honorable member is correct. There ought to be reasons.
She mentioned the figure of 113 million. That's what drew me to help.
Yeah. Honey?
Chairperson, according to the Section 32 report, the department underspent its current budget by 246 million rand. But according to information that became available after the publication of the Section 32 report information that I received at the workshop, it shows, which I need to incorporate, still need to incorporate here, I missed it. To make it clear, just to elaborate on that, the department spent 88%, I'm still going to add it to transport, the department spent 88% of its compensation of employees budget, which means that the department underspent that budget by 15 million, and they underspent its goods and services budget by 83%, which means the department underspent that budget by 98 million. If you added that to...
Just hold there. I don't want these members to write in their minds the information that you have which is not there. I don't want them to write it in their minds as you speak. Yeah, I don't want that to happen. And we had, because what I requested Hanif to do was the reports that we had when we went for the workshop must be issued to members. But after the workshop, because remember the workshop was on Wednesday, after the workshop, more information must be included, and here at this meeting, the copies that will be distributed, members will be made aware that they have additional information as per the workshop. See? That's what was supposed to happen. So that members would see that, okay, this is the one that was prepared before the workshop, but after the workshop, this is the difference. Yeah. So where's that one, that report, Hanif? Because that's what we talked about, even in the management meeting, that we need to have it that way. Which would have led us not to have this kind of report on transport.
Okay. Chairperson, all the highlighted parts were issues that I incorporated after the workshop, but I unfortunately missed the transport section. Okay, with Department of Sports and Recreation that we discussed previously, the bold part there I've added, and with the next one, which is it's only that one.
So we're not going to talk about that one. Yeah, because it doesn't help members. Like I said, I can't expect them to write it in their minds, and as we talk, as we sit in the meeting, they refer back, check what is written. So we can't. I wonder if Honorable Zambuza wanted to say something different, but we can't continue with transport if there's no addition made to the report of transport. Honorable Zambuza.
Thanks, sir. I was just going to propose that we leave this and then we proceed to others. But I wanted to put a forward to Hanif that because he knew that this information is not in this document. What he should have done, copies so that they are circulated in this meeting. I don't know if you can just teach that little thing to him. But okay, let's leave this transport and then we proceed to others until that information is incorporated.
Yeah, that's progressive. Trading industry. Hanif. Yeah, the next one is trading industry.
Trading industry, according to the Section 32 report, the department spent 620 million, which is 79% of the adjusted appropriation budget. And the department spent 83% last financial year. Department expenditure increased gradually from 12% to 19% and then 29% and 39%, which is a big problem because it's a current budget which you expect that the department would spend a specific amount each month because it's mostly compensation of employees. And then according to the information we see from Treasury, the department moved 116 million rand via wirements from its current budget to its transfer budget, which most of the amounts went to the Small Enterprise Development Agency, the London Industrial Development Zone, and the Small and Medium Enterprise Development Program. And as a result of that, because of the environments, if you look at the budget that was left over off the environments, the department spent 98% of its budget, the current budget.
Comments, member? Industry.
Yeah, Honorable Fox. Mine is a question, really, which I'm sure will be clarified. If we were to look at the table on 15, page 15, DTI, are the figures here that we've got, do they bear a relationship to the figures we've just got here in the paragraph? But remember, we took a decision that tables are only of value if they serve a purpose. You know, if we're going to use a table, it should be assisting us.
Hanif,
the figures in the table is related to that. You'll see that the department spends 79% of its budget, but I didn't write in the under expenditure related to that, which was 163 million rand, according to the Section 32 reports.
Honorable Dambuza.
I'm just lost now because here will talk of this report talks to the current expenditure. Maybe we still have the capital expenditure report on the other side. I think it's my understanding. It does correct because on this table of number 15, the figures are there. Current expenditure is 626 million. And even on this report on page 18, it does reflect current expenditure. This talks to current expenditure. I don't know whether I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is correct.
Thanks, Honorable Member.
Chairperson, I come in
here. Yeah.
The Section 32 report does not take into account violence by departments throughout the year. So I think we should speak to Treasury about that as well. When departments make violence, they should incorporate it into the Section 32 report.
Yeah.
Honorable, that's the point I'm making. You see, we're talking to ourselves to know perhaps just 1% more than the House, and if we're finding it difficult to see that relationship, it's going to be very difficult for members of the House, let alone anyone else who picks up our report. So my concern is not saying everything's wrong, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we need to be able to relate these things to what we're saying. So if it does mean that we're not going to include the violence here, then we ought to say on the table, violence are not included, you know, or something. So it's very clear what figures these represent.
Yep. Chairperson, I'm still lost. Because if they are not included, why the department, when they respond to us, they put this, they combine the violence with the in the Section 32 report. So I think as honorable fact and no researcher as such as no, let's take this up with the National Treasury. Because seemingly now it's a problem with honorable fact is saying that for someone who is not part of our committee, it's going to be confused more when they are reading this report. Strategy to confuse the department. So turn around strategy, you have said so already.
Yeah, it is. You know, if I know that I haven't spent money, I would come up with mechanisms that would confuse people to ensure that they will not see it. Yeah. But this thing of environment, if you look at it, kind of part of the final, that when we come to recommendations, it must be included there. Yeah. National Treasury must clarify, but it must be in our report that National Treasury must clarify and must ensure that the environments are included in the Section 32 report so that, you know, oversight portfolio committees will be able to follow up on the environment, what has happened to those environments. Yes, Honorable Stephen?
May I be excused, please, as I explained to you previously?
No, you're allowed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's move to health.
Department of Health spent 660 million rand of its current budget, which was 84% of its budget. And if you compare that to last financial year, they also spent 88% of the budget. And that is real figures. That is audited figures. So 88% is the right amount. It's nothing to do with it. There's no violence or anything involved there. Or there was. That is after violence. So the department spent 88% after violence, if there was violence. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, the department underspent its current Okay, budget by 190 million. And then goods and services was underspent by 130 million, and the compensation of employees budget was underspent by 8 million. And according to the Section 32 report, the department's expenditure remained below 20% per quarter, except for the fourth quarter where the department spent 34% of its current budget. And the reason given by the department for this rate of under-expenditure was because of the high vacancy rate within the department. And then the under-expenditure on goods and services was as a result of a variety of items, for example, the tender for the Komonani project, which was 56 million rand under-expenditure, and printing costs in the HIV/AIDS directorate, which was 12 million, and to a lesser degree, under expenditure directly linked to the vacancy rate. That's actually a repetition, so I'll delete that one. And then another reason was given that tender that was awarded by the department ran into the next financial year. And what was also stated that, unlike previous financial year, the department spent almost the entire budget for condoms, which was under goods and services. Last year they underspent 40 million, and I mean, not last, last year they under, which is 2005-2006, 40 million, and the previous year, which is 2004-2005, it was 25 million rand.
Yeah, Honorable Dambus.
Yeah, thanks. I think another issue here we need to look at it is this expenditure on goods and services. How do you deliver if you don't have limited resources? I think we need to know from the department what exactly when you talk of, because they have to explain now. We need more explanation. If they cannot spend such big amounts on goods and services, what was it, really? Item by item, I think we need that so that we could be able to put an umbrella to say goods and services. And yet the hospitals are suffering. There's no equipment, there's nothing. There are no resources in the hospital. Something like BP machines, no oxygen machines, nothing. What do they need? So this goods and services expenditure, we need to also look at it deeply, Chairperson.
Yeah, Honorable Fox, before I give you the opportunity, you know, it's just unfortunate that you sometimes have to look at spending sub-programs, although that's the responsibility of portfolio committees. But it's just unfortunate. Yeah, it's just unfortunate that if we see that something is, that's not supposed to happen, especially when the money that's used or that was supposed to be used is huge, it becomes a problem. But I don't know how we are going to separate what we are supposed to do from what the portfolio committee is doing, because if it's not done, at the same time, we can't just keep quiet that it's not our responsibility. Yeah, it's a challenge. Hanif, no, actually, Honorable Fab, I said I've noted you before you...
Just a follow-up, I was just raising this, that we need to also interact with the portfolio committee. Because what we are observing, we have to interact with the portfolio committee so that they can take action about this. Because really, you cannot separate micro and macro. It's not difficult, it's not easy to separate them. So in terms of joint budget, in our reporting, we can do in terms of our mandate. We can report in terms of our mandate. But we also interact with the portfolio committees that they must follow up
on the department. We need the portfolio committees to report to, I mean, to give us information to us. What are these issues that are raised here? Why is the department not delivering on goods and services? Thanks.
Honorable Mashiro. Thank you, Chairperson. With this amount of corn manani, it was, I think we are aware that it was a very, very big issue, because corn manani is that program of HIV and AIDS, which for unknown reasons, we don't know why the tender didn't go out for such a very, very long time until towards the end of the financial year. And as member of the portfolio committee, I think we also need to accept some of our mistakes at the portfolio committee, like not noticing some of the things that are in that are lacking at hospitals. And maybe your suggestion is right, Honorable Dambusa, that as portfolio committee, we must be very vigorous about our oversight, which will also assist when we come here. Thanks a lot.
Is it on the same one? Let's see.
Before you come. Yeah, before you, I thought that maybe you wanted to say something about what the previous two speakers have said. Maybe what we need to do from time to time, parents, maybe what we need to do from time to time is when we raise some of the issues. For instance, this one, we need to write letters to the portfolio committee that we have picked up this problem and they must look at it in their oversight. Yeah, so that they can also give us that information. Because sometimes it would be that they haven't picked it up and we have picked it up, they must come to our assistance so that at least by the end of the financial year when we do an overall assessment, we'll be in a better position. So this must be raised with the portfolio committee. We must make them aware that they must raise it with the department. But I don't know if we will. Maybe let's start with this one, then we will see which are the other issues that can be raised with other portfolio committees. Yeah. Honorable Fox.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine on health was related to the under expenditure of goods and services. It was also related to the point made by Comrade Dambusa about hospitals not having certain small capital goods. Now, we're aware of the technicalities of transferring from current to capital. We know that, you're not allowed to do that. We're aware of that. But I think these are areas that we need to re-examine from time to time, because it's one thing to say we're not allowed to. The way we make advances is to notice the problems that a current system has and to see whether there is another measure or mechanism that can be developed to ensure that this kind of barrier doesn't remain a barrier. So I'm not suggesting we should go for sloppy accounting, but surely we need to look into what may seem in some departments a chronic under expenditure on current and almost overall insufficient expenditure for capital. And maybe we then need to say to that department, what is preventing you from increasing your capital at the beginning of a budget, the allocation, seeing as this has been for 3 years now, and so that you have a sufficient allocation where it is most needed. So it's just that kind of thing, because this last year health was, the previous financial year, health also underspent on current. And it wasn't, I'm sure, Kamani or Komanani.
All right, thanks, Honorable Member. You are correct. And I don't know, because here,
Yeah, yes, health or whatever. She could.
Yeah, no, Chairperson, even if it may not be our mandate, but the issue of high vacancy rate in the Department of Health, I should think it's important for us or even the portfolio committee to know as to which category is affected. Is it the professional staff or the support staff? Because you will find that in a clinic you have a vacant post for a cleaner for 3-4 years, for an administrator for 3-4 years. Somebody who does not need any much training. I should think it is really worrying for the Department of Health. And particularly because you will also get the thing of people being demoralized because of shortage. I should think it's important to get to know about that. But also as to what the department is doing. Has it got a strategy of trying in the near future or long term to fill this post, even for professional staff? I will say that because, you know, last year and this year, the president made an announcement that the colleges that we closed must be reopened. And for me, it means even those hospitals that were nursing schools. But in most of the provinces, nothing has happened so far. I come from Mpumalanga, a bit ridiculous to train nurses, Mbuleni, standards. So nothing has happened so far. And those governor's posts remain vacant. They will be vacant even after 5 years from today. And this, therefore, will be understanding on the issue of vacant posts.
Yeah, Honorable Chikunga, you're complicating it. You know, you're complicating it because coaching from the State of Nation Address, we expected the department would have taken steps towards implementing what the President has raised. Must be in our communications pattern that the portfolio committee must follow up on how far, but we must also do it, we're also going to do it, that how far are they with the opening of those nursing colleges? They must tell us how far they are and even tell us what the intake is. Because how far they can tell us that they are, you know, busy on it. They must already tell us what the intake is. I think we are in order, members.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we are in order. they say that the wheels of government move slow. But sometimes I don't think it's correct. It's not correct sometimes. Because when the president mentions those things, they have already been discussed in the department. So he's not raising them out of the blue. Yeah. Even when the Minister of Finance raises issues in his budget speech, those issues have already been discussed by departments, and we expect that by the time the minister makes an announcement, within a short space of time, the departments will have started. Actually will implement, because they already have plans. Yeah, so we need information with regard to those colleges. We must know whether we will have continuously have vacant posts or not. Yeah. Should we move to the next one? Now I was just laughing. But here. You know, here. Education, social services, social development, that they take a huge portion of the budget. And we must see the outputs and outcomes that, yes, as South Africa, we allocate, you know, a big budget to that class. And we must see what that budget is doing. We can't just be proud that we allocate, you know, big funds, but not see what those funds do. someone just like me. that already the announcement that some people have been dismissed by health and when there are vacancies. Anyway, that's by the by. I don't want us to discuss it. Let's move to the next one.
Chairperson, page 19, transfer payments. Basically says that the departments during the financial year transferred 177 billion rand, and the budget was 179 billion rand, which means that the departments transferred, underspent 2 billion rand of the transfer budget overall. These transfers are obviously all linked to conditions, so mostly conditional grants to other departments and provinces and all that, or to shadow enterprises.
Okay.
The first department on page 20, from core departments, Parliament, that I looked at, and I'll incorporate the issues that was raised earlier with regards to current expenditure. I'll once again raise it here with Parliament. So what it says here that the budget for transfer expenditure for Parliament was 158 million and requested 106 million for transfers from Treasury, which is 33% lower than the transfer budget for Parliament. And then I'll add all the other comments that was made earlier. The President, the Presidency, according to the Section 32 reports, had a transfer budget of 27 million. They spent 27 million, which was 114% in comparison to 100% last year. The Presidency therefore transferred 3.5 million rand more than the budget, and most of it went to the National Youth Commission. But if you look at the information received from Treasury in the workshop, it shows that the Presidency moved money, or 3.5 million rand, from the schools and services budget to its transfer budget. And those contribution was for the FMLE Timbuktu project and the Center for African Renaissance Studies. And as a result of that environment, the department spends or transferred 100% of its transfer budget, which is a small portion of the Presidency's total budget, so it's not talking, it's only 3 million. The department transferred 30% in the first, 20% in the second quarter, 19% in the third, and 40% in the final quarter of the financial year.
Honourable Pop.
Chairperson, you will recall we discussed this at the workshop where we said that when it comes to transfers, well, we haven't had the opportunity to go into all of this. It's quite clear that what is transferred isn't always expended on goods within that financial year or the period for which it is intended. And I wondered, in the light of, you know, how Treasury explained it and our own analysis, if it would be possible under transfer payments to make this indication that the transfer payments are a transfer but does not necessarily conclude that full expenditure of such monies was made by the receiving agency or department or province. You know, the fact that it's transfers does not imply automatic expenditure. So we are cautious because it may well have been, and then we say that we are going to be looking into this matter a lot more in the next quarter.
Yeah, thanks, Honourable Mim. I think what you must do, Hanif, is deal with, you know, the whole section on transfer payments so that when members make comments, yeah, let's be progressive. Just report on the whole portion up to capital expenditure. so that we will then take capital expenditure once we've dealt with trust.
The Department of Correctional Services, the department transferred 27 million rand, which was 111% or 11% over its budget. And last financial year, the department transferred 96% of its transfer budget. That means the department transferred 3.7% more than its budget. And shows that the department transferred 11 million or 33% the first, 29% in the second, 23.2% in the third, and 25% in the final quarter of the financial year. But if you compare the amount that's transferred by the department to its total budget of 9.8 billion rand, you'll see it's a very small amount. But the reason why it's included here is because it was one of the, if you look at percentage-wise, the highest percentages of transfer payments by departments. The Department of Defense, they had a transfer budget of they transferred 8.8 billion rand, which is 102% of its budget, and that is, last year they transferred 100%, which means the department scored overspent 191 million rand of its transfer budget. And the majority of this overexpenditure happened in the departmental agencies and account line budget. They transferred the department 546 million in the first quarter, they transferred 2.3 billion in the second, 2.2 billion in the third, and then in the final quarter they transferred 3.7 billion rand. And the department gave a reason, and they said that the reason for this expenditure was due to contractual agreements, especially in the program 9 of the department, which is the special defense account, which we discussed with Treasury at the workshop. And they also said that during the last month of the financial year, what they said was that they actually received certain armaments in the last month of the financial year, so they only pay once the delivery of those items took place. And they also said that this was reflected in the cash flow projections provided to National Treasury at the beginning of the financial year. The Department of Foreign Affairs, according to the Section 32 report, their transfer expenditure was 387 million rand, which is 79% of the adjusted appropriation. And lastly, they spent 99% of the current budget, which means that they underspend their transfer budget by 100 million rand. And a large part of this was meant for public corporations and private enterprises. And the department transferred 35% in the first quarter, 4% in the second, 16% in the third, and then finally 23% in the fourth quarter. And the reason given by the department for the under expenditure of the transfer budget is because savings on capital projects in Addis Ababa and material due to the rainy season, and savings on maintenance work for the Longwy, Brussels, and São Paulo and Windhoek, which were not finalized due to the fact that contracts were not finalized in January 2007, and then the African Union membership fee was not paid in full. And then the other reasons that's given there as well. The Department of Safety and Security, the transfer expenditure was 301 million rand, which is 80% of the adjusted appropriation. And if you look at last year, it was again 80% of transfer budget that was transferred. That means that the department underspent its transfer budget by 74 million rand, or almost 20%. But if you look at it once again, bigger picture of the department's budget, look at the total budget, we'll see that the department has a total budget of 32.5 billion rand, but the transfer expenditure was only 301 billion rand. The Department of Public Enterprises, this department spent 2.4 billion rand or 89% of the transfer budget. And if you look at losses budget, they spend 100%, which means that the department understands their transfer budget by 280 million rand. And almost the entire amount was expenditure on foreign governments and international organizations, mine budget. And then the reasons was, we discussed the reasons previously when we looked at total expenditure, and the reasons for the unexpenditure on total expenditure is exactly the same as the reasons for unexpenditure on transfer expenditure, because the whole amount falls under transfer expenditure of the Department of Public Works. Okay.
I just wanted that she must make a correction on the certain security on page 23. Because when I looked at this report last night, 1,000 rand. So that money, that is an understand figure. So it's not to whether it's 1,000 million or what. If you can make a correction, a clarity there. If it's billion, because when you read, I heard you saying they've underspent by 1 billion. So it must be clear. Thanks. Did you get it?
I was trying to make a point there that the department understands its transfer budget by 74 million, but if you look at the total budget of the department only understands its total budget by 1,000 rand. It is 1,000 rand square per month, which means that the department, either that 74 million was moved somewhere else and spent either under capital expenditure or transfer expenditure. It probably, because the 632 report doesn't take into account environments, it's probably when environments happen within the department where they move that money somewhere else, which then it should.
Yeah, the member said this, but are you saying that they spent 1,000?
No, no. If you look at the total budget of the department, they understand the total budget, which the total budget is 32.5 billion. But of that 32.5 billion, the department only underspent it by about 1,000 rand. So they basically spent the whole 32.5 billion rand. They spent it. But if you look at transfer expenditure alone, you'll see that transfer expenditure was underspent by 74 million, which means that they overspent somewhere else, which is either capital or transfers or current expenditure.
But that's what you should be telling members, that they underspent here. Not somewhere else, but you must be telling them that this is where the money has gone to. Yeah, Honorable Shinema.
Actually, I'd echo that because, I mean, you can't, we need to know. You can't just say, well, maybe it was here, maybe it was there. Because for the sake of this report, otherwise the thing is going to look funny. We need to know if there was under expenditure somewhere and there was over expenditure somewhere else, then we need to be told that in here.
Because I can see that you don't have your face clear there. Notice that you must explain to this committee what has happened there after you've done your research. And remember, it must be in the next meeting, because I think the next meeting or the one after the next, you must adopt the report. So it must be there. Any further comments?
19 something. Maybe I'll correct it when you look at the report. There was somewhere it talks about millions, but there was no R. Anyway, I'll see because I've noted it. Maybe it's in the current exchange. Any further comments, members? On current spending? No, transfer. Honorable Sneeman?
Actually, it's not on the transfers per se, but earlier on, Member Clubs indicated, and with her, I think one of the things we had said is in terms of each department, we're not going to keep on restating. If I'm not mistaken, their mandate, etc. I'm sure that's what was raised. So I'm just inquiring as to whether that's going to be sorted out, or whether we get the next copy of this document. So in fact, it relates to the whole document.
Actually, it's what should have been captured in this report. Because we have raised it in the previous meeting. I think two meetings before the workshop. So it was supposed to have been taken care of before. Is that understood?
I'll delete all those issues that interest to the mandate and then. The capital budget is only for all the departments or all the votes within the E&E. The capital budget is only 6.4 billion rand, which is much less than the transfer budget and your current budget. If you look at your, just find the numbers. Your current budget is 81 billion rand. Transfer budget is 179 billion rand. The capital budget is only 6 billion rand. And of...
That's not correct. That's not correct, Chair. If you look on page 20... Sorry to interrupt, but if you look on page 25, it's on 6.5. If you look here, the... Oh, it is. No, you're right. Sorry. I'm looking at something else. Sorry. Six. My apologies.
Okay, actually, the total capital budget at the adjusted stage was 6.03 billion rand. Yep. And the amount spent by the first of the departments was 6.5 billion rand for the 2006-2007 financial year, which means that before violence took place, because the Section 32 report doesn't take into account violence, these departments overspent the capital budget by 114 million rand. Okay, the first department that on page 25 is the Independent Complaints Directorate. And then according to the Section 32 report, the directorate total capital expenditure was 3.9 million rand. Or 206%, which means it's overspent by 106% the capital budget. And last year they had a budget of 113, they spent 113% of the capital budget. And they did overspend its capital budget by 2 million for the financial year. And that was related to machinery and equipment that is used within the department, which is 1.4 million. And software and other intangible assets in the line budget by 618,000 And if you look at the amount they spend in the final quarter, you'll see that they spend 150% of the budget in the final quarter. But this is all figures that's in the Section 32 report, which once again doesn't take into account violence by department. Most what we've seen previously in the report is that departments normally move money when they don't spend it on current expenditure, then we'll move it to capital expenditure. Department of Land Affairs, the expenditure at the end of the 2006-2007 financial year was 359 million rand, or 206% of the trust appropriation. And if you compare to last year they only spent 66% of the capital budget. Which means that according to the Section 32 report, or if you compare to the adjusted budget, they overspend the capital budget by 185 million rand. And 180 million of that amount was expenditure on land and subsoil asset line budget. And if you look at the expenditure over the period, the department spent 1% in the first quarter, 7% in the second, and this increased over the financial year, 64% in the third, and then 133% in the final. So if you look at it, in comparison to the amount of money they had available at the adjusted stage, they overspent a lot of money, which in my interpretation means that the department saw in the last 6 months that they won't be able to spend the other current budget, and then they move the money to capital budget and spend it on those items. Because, I mean, if they knew by the adjusted estimate stage that they're going to need more money, they would have applied for it, and not more money via environments from other economic countries. Department of Agriculture, their capital budget increased from 33 million to 52 million, so they actually made an adjustment at that stage. But at the end of the financial year, the expenditure was 99 million, which is almost double the amount that changed it to at the adjusted estimate stage. Which means that they spent 46 million more than what they wanted at that stage. And then during the last financial year, the department also spent way more than what the budget actually was, or what the amount of money they received. And you'll see that the department spent 31% in the first quarter, 36% in the second, 37% in the third, and then 84% in the final quarter of the financial year. So here, once again, it looks like the department moved a whole lot of money to the capital budget at the end of the financial year. The Department of Safety and Security, they spent 2.2 billion at the end of this financial year, which means that they overspent the capital budget by 760 million rand. And in the previous financial year, they also spent almost exactly the same amount, so there's definitely a problem with regards to budgeting in the department. And you'll see that throughout the financial year, the department's expenditure increased for capital expenditure from 10% in the first, 17% in the second, 47% in the final quarter. They spent 70% of the capital budget. I think I'll just delete that sentence because it causes confusion. And if you look at the information, you see that the workshop showed that after the adjusted estimates came out last year, the department via environment moved 760 million to its capital budget, and that amount mostly is from the compensation of employees' budget. So you'll see that according to the Section 32 report, which says that the department underspent the budget by 760 million, you'll see that the department moved money from there to cover that underspending of 760 million, which to me means that they saw that they weren't going to spend their budget, and at the end of the year they moved it because they had the opportunity to move that money at the adjusted stage as well. The Department of Defense,
they spend 434 million or 145% of the capital budget, and it resulted in over expenditure of 136 million rand. And last year, it showed that after adjustments, the department spent 100% of the capital budget. And once again, the department said that the information in the 632 report, they actually said that it doesn't take into account internal shifts of violence or money by departments. You'll see a gradual increase once again of expenditure by the department with capital budget, and in the last quarter, the department spent 276 million of the capital budget, which means that they almost spent the entire budget that they received, they had at the adjusted stage, which is 6 months after the start of the financial year, they spent in the final quarter of the financial year. The Department of Arts and Culture, they spent, they had a budget of, for capital goods, of 4.8 million rand, which is machinery and equipment and stuff like that, but they only spent, according to the Section 32 report, 38,000 rand of that budget. And if you look at last financial year, it shows that the department spent 103% of the capital budget. If you look at the figures that I received last, at the end of the third quarter, it shows that the department planned to spend 4.4 million in the final quarter, which obviously didn't happen. And then at that stage, they also said that the reason for them only spending 38,000 rand of the budget at the end of the third quarter was because they expect large claims during the final quarter for the development of Freedom Park. And then once again, they said that according to their own records, the department spent their budget was 202 million rand, which means that after violence, the budget increased from 4.8 million to 202 million rand, and the expenditure was 202 million rand as well. And then it just highlights the budgets for that department, according to their records, that was their budget of violence. The Department of Sports and Recreation, they had a budget of 6.7 million rand, and all that, the total of capital budget was meant for machinery and equipment, and expenditure at the end of the financial year was 1.7 million rand, or 26% of its capital budget. And last year they spent 95% of the capital budget. And you'll see the slow expenditure throughout the year. And then when contacting the department to find what the reasons are for the unexpended capital budget, they said that it was mainly due to renovations of the new office premises that were still in progress and furniture of the new store that still need to be acquired. The Department of Transport, they spent 12.7 million of the capital budget according to the Section 32 report, which was 33% of the total budget. Resulted in under expenditure of 25 million rand. And if you look at last year they spent 175% of the budget, which means that they spent 14.5 million rand. And then, once again, the department said that the Section 32 report does not take into account violence by the department. So, according to them, they've moved money from, let's just make clear, once again, on that, where they moved the money from, to the capital budget, which means that they didn't, or away from the, which means that they didn't understand the budget.
Comments, members? Another motion, Chairman?
Thanks, Jane. There's a couple of departments where Hanif has been able to put in, you know, explanations as to why they've overspent. But in others, there's no explanation at all, and I think it would be helpful if in those where there's no explanation, if you could please just try and get something from the department, because it just makes it so much clearer. You know, if you've got figures there, and then you're actually told why that over-expenditure was there, whether we agree with it or not, but at least there's an explanation, and it just makes it so much easier to read, and for those who are going to read these in the ATC. Thanks.
Chairman? Okay, further comments?
Remember that they started spending in December. Most of these departments started spending on capital projects in December. And some it was we spent a lot in February and March, the last 2 months before the end of the financial year. So silence, as it means members are not are now tired. Honorable Dambuzi.
Thanks, I think from my observation, if the departments are saying they start paying out for capital projects in December, the last 4 months of the financial year, there's something that we the portfolio committee will need to dig it out, because you don't just pay at the end of the project. There are stages of the project. It means there's something wrong with the planning side. Because it means if you plan the project this year, you will start paying definitely this year, because there are stages. In each stage you pay, for each stage you pay. So now it means when they are paying in December, January, February, I don't find it. So I think something is wrong here.
Thanks. Honorable Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to support what has been said. And I think that one needs to look at the business plans, one needs to look at the management. I think this is actually a management problem, where you suddenly realize it's a deadline coming up and you quickly just, you know, spend. So I don't know what our powers are or our abilities, but I think we need to question the management of the department, because that's where the problem lies. Got a solution?
Honorable Newman.
But surely, Chair, also we should also be, as we said earlier, forwarding this information to respective portfolio committees, whilst we've got our role to play, but also asking them to interact with their respective departments, particularly where departments have spent the bulk of their expenditure in the last quarter, to actually ascertain why, and you know, perhaps be able to pass that information back to us as well. But I think portfolio committees must be alerted.
Yeah,
you're right. Sorry about that. I just want to comment on what Mr. Stamler said. We obviously thinking about this as the chairperson and the management of the committee, about how the JBC should interact with portfolio committees and select committees and so on. But just to clarify, I think the object of submitting a report on the ADC is in essence to alert committees to those very problems. But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a two-way process where they feed us feedback on their oversight.
I mean, I take that point, but I think it would be the ideal world if we published a report and portfolio committees automatically took that up. Unfortunately, they don't. So it will mean that there'd have to be some double effort, double work.
Yeah, honourable member, you are correct. We need to alert portfolio committees about the situation, but also maybe it will be part of, you know, encouraging them to look at our reports, because we mustn't underestimate the fact that members have a lot of reading to be done. And it, maybe if we write to them that they must, you know, be alerted to 1, 2, 3, then they will start looking at what actually is happening to the Department of Spending. So we'll definitely. Yeah. And then we're quite aware that those reports which go to the ATC are meant for members to read. I realize that members are now tired and we will have to adjourn. We'll have to adjourn, but in closing, I want to thank members for their attendance at last week's workshop. That you made the workshop a success by attending, and even your contribution meant a lot in that workshop. And you know, I was very proud of you as members of the committee that on the first day, when you were tired from all Parliament's business during the day, but you went to 10:30. You know, people can't believe that you were still waking at that time of the night. People think that, you know, members of Parliament, the benches have nothing to do. They just is just to move up and down, and there's nothing fruitful that they do. And I think if we are given the opportunity to debate this report, I will raise it in that report. I mean, in the debate that members had to sit till 10:30 at night doing their work. And it was really amazing. I didn't know what to say, but it was really amazing that some people don't notice what members put into their work, the kind of effort they put into their work. You know, most people don't appreciate it. And you know, as chairperson, co-chairperson of this committee, I want to say thank you very much. And that was also an encouragement that we'll have to organize more workshops, because members, you know, take empowerment workshops to be meaningful and they take them serious. So I want to thank you very much for that. But we've also thanked the people who were with us there. We've sent them letters that we appreciate their contribution to ensure that this committee becomes efficient and effective. So thanks very much. We will meet again on Friday, and we hope that Carnifil has taken all the comments on board. But what needs to happen on Thursday, I think me and you and Peran and Ms. Fox and Mr. McCulloch will have to sit down together at some stage and look at it so that when it comes here, I don't want us to delay this report, because one doesn't know what the future is in so far as in the coming weeks. So I want us to be completed. Karen, is there any announcement to the committee members?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say that there will be a lunch served in the old assembly chamber, old assembly restaurant, not chamber. So, the members will. So, hopefully, they'll be organized.
Karen, which one is the old assembly?
The assembly restaurant.
Yeah, which one is it?
The one next to the chamber.
of the sensitive. Okay, how much is this on speaker? You don't tell me. Okay, I like the small, I mean the flippers like these ones. Yeah, I like them. I don't know where to find them. Only see them on TV. Thank you.
What's this?